Sukkotim, and there is a very, one of the Shvatim that has a very unusual setup in terms of the brachas, and the brachas have both brach in it, and certain agdaras of the Shvatim is Don, Shevet Don. It says, Don Yodin Amoy Ka'achat Shet Yisrael. Don is going to be judging Klal Yisrael. He's going to like one of the Shvatim, meaning that he's either the best or like the best, like David, it says in Rashi. Then it says, Yehi Don Nochash Aliderech Shvifun Al Oirach. Don is a nochosh, hanoyshech ikvei sus, vayipol roich ve'ochor. And then it's l'shuoscha kivisei Hashem. So, the Targum says, midebeis don yisbachar v'yikum gavre b'yomohi yisparek amei. In his days, Klaus will fall apart. U'bishnoi yinuchun kechadosh eftayit Yisrael. And in his years of ruling, Klal Yisrael will have menucha like one of the Shvatim Klal Yisrael. Al Kopanim, there seems to be over here sort of two inyanim in Don. And if we take a look a little bit in the Chazal about Don, there seems to be almost a stira. In what Don is, not only a stira, but a stira min akotza lakotza. The Gemara says that the parasha of the Avodah Zarah that Klal Yisrael was nidbak is called Pesel Micha. In other words, most Avodah Zarahs are Avodah Zarahs coming from the outside. There's Dagon and Baal and so on and so forth. Those are all Avodah Zarahs they picked up from around and about. Pesel Micha is attributed to Klal Yisrael. Pesel Micha, and they carried Pesel Micha. So Shevet Don was the Shevet that it says by the Brisbane Absarim that Javirifim Adon. It says he came and he saw Pesel Micha, so he was Chol Shadaitoy. Don is the makom of Don has itself Avodah Zarah. He's called Me'asev L'chol HaMachnois, meaning he comes last. He was the last of all the Shvatim, obviously the least chashev. It says Vayzane b'cho kol ha'necheshalim achrecha. So the Medrash says, the Psikta says, who's necheshalim? That Shevet Don shepoltosei ha'onan. The Onan did not tolerate him. The Onan expelled Don because of Pesel Micha and so on. So Don is really, really the bottom end of the Shvatim, and he's the person that is considered the least. He's compared to a Nochash. Yidon Nochash ali derech shvifon ali oirach. A Nochash is ra. Whatever it is, the other animals have a connotation of toiv, and we call children aryeh, and we call children doiv, and we call children zeiv. Shvatim anev them. No one calls a child nochashul. There's nochash is kulirat. There's nochashak hadmoni, and that's all there is to it. So you're giving a bracha. Yehi don nochash ali derech. He should be a nochash. Every other bal chai that they're nimshol, even Yisach as a chamor gorem, all of the other ones, ayolosh lucha, all the other ones have some sort of sense of positive. Nochash is only bad. The only connotation of nochash is bad in the Torah. And what's the pshat in that type of bracha to Don? There's another side to it. And also, even from the side that's Yorod, it says Don Yodin Amri Ka'achat Shifti Yisrael. What does Akash Yisrael mean? Kim Yuchat Shal Shvatim, like one of the best Shvatim, like Yehuda. He'll have a certain element of power, and the element of being able to lead Klal Yisrael. Why is it like Yehuda? Amir Shabachemya Ilulei Shenidbak L'Miyuchat Shal Shvatim Afilu Shavu Hashem Elohei Emayni. That even if he would have. He says that Don would not have associated with the good Shvatim, with the best Shevet, he wouldn't have been able to be Maimed. In other words, it's not correct to say that he's as good as Yehuda, but it's only because he was Nidbak Alev. Fine. Now there's another Maimed. He says, what's the Pshat, Yodon Yodon Ami Ka'achat Shifti Yisrael, Ki Yechida Shel Oilam. Don is going to be done, Klai Yisrael, like HaKadosh Baruch Hu. My Yechida Shel Oilam in itself, Siyua, just like HaKadosh Baruch Hu does not need a Siyua, Kach Shimshim B'Manoach in itself, Siyua, Shimshim B'Manoach doesn't need any help. Elo Vayim Tzolechi Chamor Tria, Ma Tria Bat Lasin Yomim. So he says that the Dan is somebody that Shimshon, who came from Shevet Dan, doesn't need any help. All the other Shevetim, if you take a look in their Mahalach, they gathered together Klal Yisrael and they did Melchama. In other words, all the other Shevetim were leaders: David, Amalek, and Shaul, and Shmuel, and Boaz. Everybody else, they always led people. Shimshon was himself. So that's doime to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, that's Yechidah Sho'olam. So when it says ke'achad, it's keilu don yad ami ke'achad Shifti Yisrael, like the yochid of Shifti Yisrael. That's an awesome, if forget about the stirish Shevoi, that's an extraordinary, that's a very, very extraordinary nekuda. I mean, just to say that somebody is doimet HaKadosh Baruch Hu's yochid, afu yochid, Chazal said in one place by Vayivasa Yaakov Levadoi, that the Yaakov Levadoi, it was Vayiska Hashem Levadoi. It was Kizelu Maser to Vayiska Hashem Levadoi Vemhu. That there's a Nekuda of Levadoi, just like HaKadosh Baruch Hu is Yochid, Kaviyochol, Tzadikim also Yochid. That's the highest darga possible. Yaakov Mechir Shabbat is at the highest Nekuda. He's called Levadoi, he's called Yochid. And Shimshon, that he didn't need anybody else. He didn't need any. He didn't need a lechi. He didn't need a kli zayin. Everybody else needs weapons or armaments. He didn't need it. He just picked up the closest thing, was an old dried out thing, and that was enough. So I mean, how do you go from being the yorish of b'shvatim and so on to calling him echad? There's another interesting chazal over here. It says that what's the mashal of a nachish? So it says over here that all the animals, it's further down, it says all the animals go zugis, and masha ein kein, a nachash doesn't go with zugis, a nachash goes himself. So all the other animals always goes with pairs. The masha ein kein a nachash is goes by itself, and that's also a dava pella. In other words, being that a nachash is something that is a nachash is bad, and it's lechura hefich of echad. What's the pshat to be mamshel nachash in this nekuda also? Here's the lashon. Don yodn amel ki miyuchad she beshvatim ze Yehuda. Dava acha ke achad ki yechida shel oylam. She nitzach siyua be mulchama, she nema puro dorachti levadi. HaKadosh Baruch Hu, on the day of the Yeshua, it's puro dorachti levadi. I trampled it myself. Kach shim shoymed midon, en etzorech acherim shirisai oysoy. V'loi cherev l'chi chamor. Then he says, yidon nochash adeder shifoyim, kol achayis mehalchois zugois, v'anochosh einoi mehalach bederach al yechidi. So how do we compare nochosh to yechidi? It's obviously the same comparison to yechidi shel olam, and a nochosh is called yechidi. So it's a dova mafli b'yoisa. And then it says over here, Yaakov Avinu had a hava mina, that would be Melech HaMashiach. Kivisho is a Yaakov, Rashi brings it, Kivisho is a Yaakov, Omal Ishu Oscha Kivis Hashem, Ein Zamevi is a Geula Olami God. That the Geula would be by through God and not through him. So there's a Havamina here that is a Melech HaMashiach. There's a Havamina that this is where Mashiach is going to come from. And then he says, no, this is not Mashiach. And he was in the Skavish also can be said, Hashem. Rashi brings just that Nisnabe Shinako Plishim Es Einov V'Seif Aleim Azachenino V'Chaskeinah HaPam. I want to be daik in Rashi also. It says Nishu also kivise Hashem that the main thing is that they captured him, and that was it. They took away his kochos and they captured him. Nishu also kivise Hashem. What's the nisnave sheyinakru plishtim es enov? Lechura, it's. I mean, the main thing is Nishu also kivise Hashem. It should have been nisnave. That she yitvesu oisai, she asru oisai, she argeu, and v'seifalem azachenu chaskena chapam. The inakru plishtim aseinov is seems to be, yes, there was a stickle punishment there, it says, but that the main thing was that they took off his hair, and b'meila, he was powerless, and he wasn't shayach to it, and then they, and he got back his koyach. But what's that gosha that Nisnabe Shinako Plishtim Esenov. So let's talk a little about this Inyan over here. And this is, it's an Inyan Omeik Mo'ed. You're talking about Inyanim that are Negev to Geula in a very deep way. And let's talk a little about this Inyan over here. In the Mahalchim of Toiva, of the Melchama between Toiv and Ra in the Bria. So, in the struggle of Toiv and Ra, there's a Melchama Zayetze call it, a Melchama between Klai Yisrael and Numas HaOlam, who is a Melchama between two different parties. In the, all of that has some Hatzlacha, but it's not an ultimate atzlacha. There's no way that you can completely vanquish an enemy in that oifin. There's a lashon Chazal, famous Chazal, that says that when Akash Baruch Hu was bore metal barzel, the eitzim came to Akash Baruch Hu and they asked for and they complained. They said, "You created the mashchis." Steel, metal, is going to be what cuts down trees. So HaKadosh Baruch Hu said, let no wood give itself up as a handle, and you're not going to be able to use it as an axe. And therefore, in other words, the Koyach HaShchose is, like Lashon the Gemara, Minei Ubei Shadi Bei Narga, that from it itself, I'll disprove it. Even in terms of logic, in terms of chachma, you can never disprove something totally when you have an opposite set of axioms. I hold this like this, you hold this like this. I bring rayas, you bring rayas, my rayas are better than your rayas. So my argument is more persuasive than your argument. My argument has more chance of being right. The achroah is like my argument. But it's not disproving. Mineyubei, if I show you that your argument contradicts itself at some point, logically called reductio ad absurdum, you show that the thing itself, Mineyubei, becomes a chokhotlul, can't be, then you have the thing you have the thing destroyed. So the only type of real pircha is Mineyubei. In the same thing is true, so when Ra finds its way into Toiv, you have a terrible situation that the Toiv itself reeks of Ra and it becomes self-destructive. That's why the Moshal Talmud Chacham, that creates a Chil Hashem, it's much worse, because then Keilu, Chacham itself, is destroying itself, it's showing itself to be wrong, that's one part of it. The other part of it is the ultimate destruction of Ra will only be when from Ra itself eats itself up. It destroys itself from within. The same thing is true in Klal Yisrael. Anybody that's within the Onam, anybody that's within the circle, if the way to hold on to him is to not let him get out of the circle, is to hold on to him. So anyone that's within the Onam, the avoda of Kirov is to pull him in. If a person gets lost, if you get lost means you lost your kesher with the Bailam. Those are the avedas of Klal Yisrael. The avedas of Klal Yisrael need somebody to be on the other side to pull him in. You can't pull him in by standing within. You have to be in the same place the person is standing and then pull him in. So you have the Bal Yidach Mimenu Nidach of Klal Yisrol, the Aftocha, that there will be, that everyone, every Nitzitz of Toiv in the world, everything of Kedusha, every Chelek of Yisrol will be kept in Klal Yisrol, is only Shayach if somebody is there to take him in. So there has to be somebody whose Avodah stands in a place where Klal Yisrol is not. In the world of Ra, over the border of the Anan, there are Nitzaitis. There are things that Klal Yisrael lost on the way, and there are things there that need to be brought back in. And b'meila, there's an avoda, and that avoda is the most dangerous avoda that there is, because you're a yochid be'etzem. In other words, within the circle of Klal Yisrael, you're Klal Yisrael. You're part of Klal Yisrael. When you go out, then you become menutik from Klal Yisrael, and you're there yourself. Be'etzim, you're there yourself. Because you need to, by going into a different makom, in the full sense of the word, by assuming the different identity, then you are becoming part of that. There's one of the very famous stories, Mesholim, told over by the Breslova. It's told over, that's a cute story, it's a cute chinuch, but there's a tremendous oimek to it. You know, there's the famous story where Ben Melech became crazy, he thought that he's a turkey, he undressed himself and sat on the table and ate bones, and they tried everything in the world, they tried to use force, they tried to coax him, they tried to bribe him, nothing went. It was crazy, and that's what he did. So Chacham Echad Moed also undressed, sat down under the table, and started nibbling on things with him together. And he got in a conversation, and he told him, who says that turkeys have to be undressed? I mean, it's not fair, we should start getting dressed, we should start sitting at the table, we should start this, until you shachneim to come back. It's a cute story, it's a nice story, it's a mashal. There's a tremendous oimet in that. In other words, something which is completely, something that has passed to chutz l'machne, somebody within the machne has no hashpa. You're not part of that mitzias. It's like you'd be a ghost. It's not shaykh to do anything. There's a gemara like that, be'etzim. The gemara says that Elazar ben Dodaya was born on all the zayna shabaylam, and once one zayna told him that she thinks he's gone and he's no hope for tshuva, that's why he did tshuva and so on and so forth. So Chazal are telling us that there comes a place where the only person that can bring you back is a Zayna. For the person that's Shakua in Arayas, Ad Kedei Kach, he doesn't live in the world of Kedusha anymore. Kedusha, direct Kedusha, will never ever affect him. So when a Yid with a long white beard and fire in his eyes came to give Musa Shmuz, it's like Karav Zalzeh. There was no connection. The person who could bring that out in him was a Zayna. That's what Chazal. That's the sipur that was the die in the Zayna. Al Kopanim. The avoda in that area is a terribly dangerous avoda, but it's the only way. The only way to get somebody from there in is to go there, and going there means you're a yachid by definition. There was Sheva Don. So the Shevet's Don Yerida was Tzorech Aliyah. In other words, Shimshon went to become a Plishti and to live with the Plishtim, because Plishtim was the son of Klal Yisrael. Plishtim was the contenders for Yisrael that was raid of Klal Yisrael until the Melachim. And Bemela, this was the enemy of Klal Yisrael in the tug of war for Yisrael. And the only way they could ever be vanquished totally would be if somebody was Mineyu Beishari Beinarga. Somebody who was a Plishti would collapse the whole thing down. That was the Avodah of Dan, and that's why it had in itself the Nekudah V'Yechidah Shel Olam. I want to explain a minute the Zelum HaZeh to the Nachash. The Bria of Nachash is... A Nachash is something which is Be'etzem Hefech Bria. In other words, in the general sense of things, there are different chayas. Some chayas feed off other chayas. Some chayas, this eats this, this eats that. An aryeh and a doiv and a ze'ev, we see as part of the yishuv of Baal HaChayim. In other words, yes, they eat lambs, they eat this, but that's part of the give and take of it. A nachash is ki'ilu, he's just poison. He poisons, certainly they eat the Baal HaChayim, so on. But the tzur of a nachash is it's sneaky, it comes from between cracks. The Goyen says that Don worked like a Lista Mizuyan. He didn't fight face to face in battle. He crept out of a hole where you didn't expect him. That's the Nochash is that which within your Dalai Ramas, there's a Nochash there, and he's hidden, and he sneaks out and kills. So the Tzura of the Nochash is someone michutz. The whole Bria itself is toiv. The Bria itself is meant to be toiv. The Nochash comes from the outside, from the world of Ra, and injects Ra into it. So the Nochash is a yochid in the sense that he's anti the world. He doesn't bond with anything in the world. He's coming in to destroy. Kaviyochel, there's a koyach of toiv that can go into the Ra and schlep out whatever needs to be schlepped out and so on. That's why a Nochash mitzad de zelum aser. HaKadosh Baruch Hu is Yechidah Shel Olam. HaKadosh Baruch Hu doesn't need anything or anyone else. It stands alone. A Nachash is not part of the world, doesn't need the world. He comes in to destroy the world. So, yes, the Nachash is the ultimate in Ra. HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Kaviyochel, not comparing to, is the ultimate in Toiv. Both end poles are Yechidim. So the Avodah of Don is someone who goes out there and becomes absorbed in Plishtim, and then the whole thing collapses. The Kilkul, that could have been good. That would have been good. The Kilkul of that is, in that matzav, in a matzav of Gedoyla Aveira Lishma, If a person does a mitzvah, the mitzvah is toiv. He could do more lishma, less lishma. These are all qualities in the mitzvah. Rav Chaim speaks by riches. Lishma and kavanis are qualities in the mitzvah. Ma toiv u ma noyim, a wonderful thing when a mitzvah is kulei toiv. A mitzvah, that's a shtikus of lishma, if it's not the kant, it's not that. We say, adrabe, lo ilum yasek adam mitzvah shaloi lishma, shemetech shaloi lishma, bo lishma. It's wonderful. Aveir lishma, whatever its halachic parameters are, is something that has no avodah with shalol lishma. You don't say lo ilum yasek adam aveir shalol lishma because it'll come to do lishma. The aveir lishma is an extraordinary exception. And the Gemara says there's one condition that's absolute, and that's Vokom Mishanya. How could Esther do an Aveir Lishma? She has a no. It's once there's a Nekuda of self, Once there's a nekuda of self in it, then there's no shmur in it, and it's pure avera. And you've gone from a possibility of the peak of toiv to ra in the worst way possible. So a person who's within the context of toiv, more toiv, less toiv, is fine. If a person is in that world, then out of seif it has to be lishma. Shimshon said, ki yeshari be'enai. That's why it says that he was nichshal. There was a sense of self in it also. I think she's good. Whether there was an akuda of taivetit or an akuda of gaiva to it, however we understand the chazal, the chazal pointed out, that's why he was nenash. That was his nekuda that got him. In that world, the only thing you can do is be misbattle. And the person has to be totally lishma. Chazal say on the nochash, just like a nochash is klum hanoi yeshlecha, we're going to tell the Bali Loshin. So the Bali Loshin is going to tell us klum hanoi yesh nochash. In other words, the nochash's mitzias is it's purely evil. There's no nekuda of something else. An Arya eats, and again, a nochash, you know, with the small balchem eats, but a person that he kills. The Arya eats, the zev eats, these toyrev. The nochash is just has no nekuda. He's selfless. Selfless for the ra. And if we want to have a dogma of it, we saw in the Nazis in Machshavam, They persecuted the Jews even when it cost them their melchama, not when it was a side hobby as a part of the excess of war. They sacrificed for it because they were doing it lishma. If there was a gili of ra lishma, that's a type of ra that was lishma. The willing to take a risk of losing the war to send trains and soldiers and everything just for ra for its own sake. So in the nekud of yochid. There are two poles exist to it, in the kulei toiv and the hefech in the kulei ra. So when a person goes, when Shimshon went there, because he said yesharehi, there was a kilkul. His last stand, when he was captured, the nekira seinayim of Shimshon was keilu de kapara on yesharei be'enai. At that point he was blind. And that's why he could be misspelled. That's what Rashi means. Because he was blind, he said, "Now I want one more time to be misnakim." And it's so extraordinary. Bilam said, "Thomas nafshi meishi sharem. I want to die like Klal Yisrael. I want to have a tzur of misa of Klal Yisrael." Shimshon was willing to die buried in a caver of thousands of plishtim, because v'inokma achapam. His avoda was, it says in the end they retrieved his body, but mitzidoi, his avoda was to stand in the middle of all the plishtim. That was the tzur of it. He stood in the middle of plishtim. His hands were were wrapped around the columns that held up the masses of plishtim, and in his death, all the plishtim died. It's an extraordinary hamchasha of what exactly he was as avoda was. So Adav Rashi says because when they were mnakez einayim, now he could be mispalel one more time to be misnakim in them. Yaakov had a havamina in the Melech HaMashiach. That is in the Melech HaMashiach. This in the two avoidas, in the avoid of standing within the onan and being meishich everyone together, to walking out and bringing all of the pezurim of Klal Yisrael, the tkabe sheifa godol, and the mekabetz nitcha ama Yisrael, the avoid of being mekabetz ama Yisrael, it could be done by the person inside who blows a sheifa. And it could be done by the person that goes around as Malakit Pazurim. And both of them are avoidas. And that's why Yaakov Avinu had a havamina that this is Melech HaMashiach, that the Malachic Pizurim of Klal Yisrael outside is the one that will bring Klal Yisrael together. And Kiva Shira, that is Mace, he realizes it's a mistake. The Lishuascha Kivisa Hashem, the Malm says that Yeshua is when it comes without any input from human beings. In other words, it's Yeshua, and there's nothing but kivui. It's not something that I can have any input about. All it is Kol HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Because the michshol was that he went into a sense there was a nekud of self in it, the yishoy be'enai that I'll do it, then he realized that was the mistake, and that's why he was espalish shalosh kibisa Hashem. So let's sum up a little bit. We have an extraordinary in the mahalach of Shevet in Klal Yisrael's Tzura. We have a Shevet that's miyuchid in that it marks the boundaries of Klal Yisrael and carries in itself the ability to function outside of Klal Yisrael to accomplish the Mataras of Klal Yisrael within the others. It's the ability to collapse the Ra, because by infiltrating the Ra and destroying it, that's what it does. There was one of the big machloikis in the world of Avodas Hashem between Chassidim and Misnagdim, and even Chassidim itself also. There was something called the Halos Nitzotzos, which meant that you could possibly go into Ra, Machshav Zoris, and pull out the good point out of it, leave the chaff, and take what's good. It was seen mostly as an avoda within the world of Machshav Zoris. It was considered to be the ultimate godless of avoda, and plenty of sharply worded writings against it, even from the Chassidim itself. The Chas V'Shalom is not invited to Shaykh for any of us, we can't do it, they shouldn't do it, so on and so forth. It was understood in principle to be tremendous avoda, but extraordinarily dangerous and almost impossible. That was sort of the way it was approached. So Shevet Don had that avoda. Its whole matzav of standing on the outside gave it that mahalach, gave it that ability to do it. It almost succeeded because the avodah requires an absolute lishma, an absolute sense of I am nothing and it's only HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Let's give a mashal. If a person sits and learns Torah, I'm going to give a mashal that's a little on the sharp side because I just want to delineate it. If a person sits and teaches Torah to other people, let's say in a yeshiva, I'm scared of Kedusha. So if the person has machshavas, they're not so much lishma, it detracts. It's not the same quality. If a person does a kula lishma, if a person does it for covet, if a person does it for money, whatever. But it's not dangerous in itself. It's not ra in itself and so on. Let's say a person is engaged in outside with someone who's completely outside of the machne, and the person is engaged in sichliyistika arguments about emuna. Person is engaged with a woman, who could have a side of attraction to him, and etc. Now, a person takes on a job in a place that's not good, but he has the hope of making it good. Now, a liberemus, if the person is pure 100% and he doesn't want to say Shemayim, that's the avodah of Dan to deal with the person's niflat from it. But one nekuda of shalei lishma, it doesn't take away the quality of it, but it destroys the thing completely. One decision based on your sense of self that, yeah, I know what I'm doing. I don't see what the problem with this is. I can control myself. All of that becomes, is an instant, you read the, from the very top down to the bottom. And that's why it's extraordinarily dangerous. Today we live in a world where for many years the avodah of Klal Yisrael was keeping people within the machna. That was the mitzvah of Klal Yisrael. It wasn't even a havamina to go out of the machna. Or if there were nekudas outside of the machna, they were not really in a machna. It wasn't as if... Today it's not like that. Today, because we live in ikvus hamashichsa, we are dealing with a mahalach of Klal Yisrael, with so much of Klal Yisrael's nidach and so on, that there's a need, and there is an avoda of going there, and it means it's not teaching Torah and yeshiva to somebody who doesn't know much. It means going into a person's world, people's worlds that's completely outside. And the effectivity lies when you have the same, where you project the same attitude, the same sense of things, and you destroy it. You're the nachash to the world of Ra. You're the nachash. The susim, it says about Mitzrayim, zirma susim zirmasam, and plishtim were shakua and arayas. It says that the plishtim kaftoyim they would be mezana the machlifin shaseim, there would be no sense of yichus whatsoever. There was a totality of arayas there, and the nochash needs to bite at the Achilles heel. It needs a zayna to tell Lazar ben Rodaya, you're gone. That's the only person that'll affect it. Somebody who's a mochiach who comes as a zayna. That's the only thing that'll work. But a person needs to understand that more than anything else, that avodah for the person not to fall overboard, that requires to be totally shem shemayim. If there's anything in it for the person, if a person has a job in kedusha, teaching, and he makes and it's a good parnasa, so it's not 100% lishma, but the danger is not great. If a person is in a makom out, and they give him a lot, then the minute he's meshubah to that, and he doesn't make the right decisions, and the decision is not l'shem shemayim, then he's gone. Then many toivim in different kufis went that way, because that avoda is extraordinarily dangerous. You're alone. You don't have what to hold you. There's the Kohelas says, if you have two people, one holds the other, one warms the other, you don't have it to etzem because you're living a metzias that's not that metzias. But to some degree, and again, we say, there's no stock metzias in today. Pliny, who is going to be mechutzel machna, and he's going to be mechutzel machna totally, and the money will be in the machna, and in the machna totally. At the end of the day, everyone has different levels of different percentage of avoda that entails that. The Metzias is, he's with other people in another world, he comes in contact with other people, he has kochos in that direction, and so on. Person has to understand, on the one hand, that is a very, very, it's a very significant avoda. It's the ma'asif. On the other hand, that type of interaction, and even if it's only a small part of a person's Metzias, like we said, it's not people to think of divided into pure Shvatim today, where you're Shimshon HaGibor and you're running off to the Plishtim and so on and so forth. Different people have different amounts of it. The key Nekuda is never to rely on your own Cheshbon. Because the smallest Sheikhad derails you. Yeshari Be'enai, the minute you relied on yourself, then you're gone. The minute there's a drop of shaloi lishma, then it's not the pshat, it's less good. It's not good at all. When Yaakov saw it, or Yaakov Avinu saw the mahalach of the avodah of Dan, he was nespoil and said, this must be Mashiach. And when he saw him die, his tefillah, his bracha, it's a bracha to don l'shu oscha kivisi Hashem. That the person needs to completely sense, what I'm doing, but it's all HaKadosh Baruch Hu. I can't take one drop for myself, because if I take a drop for myself, it's all gone. L'shu oscha kivisi Hashem is the bracha that Yaakov Avinu gave to the Shevet Dan of Kal Yisrael, that when they're out there, and when did the Nachash Alei Derech alone? Every animal has a zug. Every animal has somebody to hold on to. And the Nachash doesn't. The bracha that the Nachash has is the Shu Ascha Kibis Hashem. That he should be able to be totally. Kivu Shenakra Einov. When they took Shimshon's eyes out, that's when he could pile that pa'ula of collapsing Plishtim totally. That, if you look at it in the full perspective, as long as he had his own sense of things, he was doomed to failure. When he no longer has his own sense of things, that's when he had that nitzachin of being in the heart of Plishtim and collapsing all of Plishtim with him together. Shabbos.
Overall, this is not a holiday. This is a system.